In this bulletin, Australia's government directs staff at the Australian Embassy in the Ukrainian capital to leave. The New South Wales government goes further into minority with the loss of the seat of Bega. And in cricket, Josh Hazlewood secures a $1.44 million deal to join Virat Kohli's Royal Challengers Bangalore. With the latest SBS News, I'm Aslam Al-Ghalib. Australia's government has directed staff at the Australian Embassy in Kiev to leave and temporarily suspended operations at the embassy. Foreign Minister Maurice Payne has cited the deteriorating security situation caused by the buildup of Russian troops on Ukraine's border. Prime Minister Scott Morrison says the government has been advising Australians to leave Ukraine since December.
We have three remaining staff, and they have been instructed now to move, as other Five Eyes countries are, to Lviv. And you would have seen the announcement from the United States as well and Canada, and that is the next stage in Australians being moved to safety. I want to thank particularly those three Australian-based staff who have been there supporting in a consular way the many Australians, many of whom are joint citizens, dual citizens, who are in Ukraine. But the situation, as you are all hearing as well, is deteriorating and is reaching a very dangerous stage.
Italy has called on its citizens to leave Ukraine as soon as possible, but the Italian embassy in Kiev remains fully operational. Labour appears set to win the New South Wales seat of Bega, plunging the state coalition government further into minority. Bega, Monaro, Strathfield and Willoughby voters all had to choose new representatives 4 months after former Premier Gladys Berejiklian's sudden resignation prompted three other MPs to follow suit. Despite a substantial swing towards Labour, the Liberals look set to keep Willoughby and the Nationals are on track to retain Monaro. In Strathfield, Labour's Jason Yatsen-Lee narrowly leads Bridget Sucker and is projected to win on preferences. Mr. Yatsen-Lee thanked supporters for continuing their work fearlessly.
It is not okay that I and the Labour volunteers were subject to racist comments from opponents at polling booths whispered into the ears of voters.
Victoria has reported another 18 COVID-19 deaths and 7,223 infections as public hospitals across the state prepare to resume non-essential health care. There are 465 people in Victorian hospitals, 22 fewer than the day before. Of these, 181 COVID-19 patients are in intensive care. With hospitalizations having halved since late January, the Victorian government has moved to lift a Code Brown pandemic alert issued for the health system. And health authorities in New South Wales say 1,614 people are in hospital with COVID-19, 93 of which are in intensive care, after the number of hospitalizations fell below 2,000 on Wednesday for the first time since January. New South Wales has reported 6,686 new locally acquired cases and 22 virus-related deaths. Anti-mandate protesters have entered a fourth day of occupying parliamentary lawns in New Zealand as COVID-19 case numbers continue to hit record levels. On Friday, health officials reported 446 community cases, confirming an upwards trend which began 3 weeks ago when the transmission of the Omicron variant was first detected. The 446 cases, all but three of which are in the North Island, including 340 in Auckland, is a daily record for the country. In Wellington, 120 protesters railing against the government's pandemic response were arrested after Parliament's Speaker Trevor Mellard ordered them to leave. He then ordered staff to turn on the lawn's sprinklers to douse the protesters and played Barry Manilow tunes interspersed with vaccine messages. Protesters responded by playing their own songs, including Twisted Sister's We're Not Gonna Take It. Cricketer Josh Hazlewood was the big Australian winner on the first day of the Indian Premier League player auction, securing a $1.44 million Australian dollar deal to join Virat Kohli's Royal Challengers Bangalore. The fast bowler was one of four Australian internationals to earn million-dollar deals on the first day of the auction in Bengaluru, along with national team captain Pat Cummins, Mitch Marsh, and David Warner. Marsh and Warner, who previously played together at Sunrisers Hyderabad, will join the Ricky Ponting-coached Delhi Capitals, while Cummins has returned to the Kolkata Knight Riders. But the big surprise was that Steve Smith went unsold. The former Australian Test skipper Matthew Wade and Adam Zampa all failed to attract a single bid at their opening price of $372,000. And now for a look at today's weather. Perth, sunny, 34 degrees. Adelaide, clouds increasing, 33. Melbourne, hot with wind easing and a late change, 34. Hobart, hot and partly cloudy, 30. Canberra, partly cloudy, 25. Wollongong, possible shower, 24. Sydney, the same, 26 degrees. Newcastle, the same, 25. Brisbane, also possible shower, 29. Cairns, similar conditions, 31. And Darwin, a shower or two, and a possible storm, 32 degrees.